This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dhal Prachanda claims the government is effortful for social justice and campaign against corruption. Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki resigns. Nepal wins silver medal in karate in the ongoing 19th Asian Games in Hangzhou of China. Two persons die and 18 others injured in Salyan bus accident. And at least 40 people killed in Hamas surprise attack in Israel. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dhal Prachanda claims that the government is committed to social justice, good governance and fight against corruption. Launching a book penned by CPN Mao Center leader Ram Karki in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dhal stressed the need for reviewing the problems seen in the country, adding that the government's decent works should be evaluated. The head of the government also sought cooperation from all the developmental issues forwarded by the government. Meanwhile, launching another book in Nuwakot today, Prime Minister Dhal said it was essential to have citizens' direct oversight on government and system to strengthen democracy. He underscored the need for boosting citizens' oversight on government affairs. Chief Minister of Kosi Province, Hikmat Kumar Karki, has resigned from the post today. In today's meeting of Kosi Province Assembly, Chief Minister Karki announced his resignation. He had registered a proposal for a vote of confidence at Kosi Province Assembly, secretariat on the 4th of October. However, he announced resignation from the post after seeing no possibility of getting vote of confidence in today's meeting. Expressing commitment that CPN-EML would always stand for the supremacy of the Constitution, he mentioned that he resigned from the post as the people of Kosi Province have not wanted election. Chief Minister Karki stressed that forming a consensus government was best alternative, as none of the political parties in Kosi Province Assembly had clear majority. Two persons have died and 18 others injured in a road accident in Salyan today. A bus heading to Jhimpe of Salyan from Tulsipur of Dang met with accident this afternoon at Mulpani of Coppercote Rural Municipality 3 in Salyan. According to District Police Office Salyan, the deceased are 31-year-old Sunita Sunar of Tulsipur Submetropolis 6 and 44-year-old Anita Bohra of Tribeni Rural Municipality 6 of Salyan. Five of the injured, including bus driver, are said to be critically injured in the incident. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dhal Prachanda and main opposition party CPN-EML chairperson KP Sharma Oli held a meeting today. According to Prime Minister Dhal's secretariat, during the meeting held in Simadarbar, the leaders discussed the matters related to concluding transitional justice in the wake of bills registered in the parliament. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dhal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal held a discussion on making the government's performance efficient and effective. Nepal has secured a silver medal in karate in the ongoing 19th Asian Games in Hangzhou of China. Nepal had to settle for silver after its player Erika Gurung was defeated in the final. In the women's 68kg group, the 19-year-old lost Sofia Brolseva of Kazakhstan by 3-0 points. With this win, Gurung has become the first Nepali athlete to win silver medal in karate at the Asian Games, bringing second medals to Nepal. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet has stressed the need for amending Medical Education Act to bring drastic change in health sector. At a press meet organized by Nepali Congress Makwanpur Committee in Hetauda today, Minister Basnet warned that there would be no doctors in Nepal after 5 years if the Medical Education Act is not amended. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Radio Nepal. रेडियो नेपाल अब मोबाइल एपमा पनि।
रेडियो नेपालबाट प्रसारण भएका सबै कार्यक्रम, समाचार, गीत संगीत, नाटक, विभिन्न समयमा विशिष्ट व्यक्तित्वहरूले दिनुभएको सन्देश लगायत ऐतिहासिक श्रव्य सामग्री रेडियो नेपाल मोबाइल एप डाउनलोड गरी तपाईँको सुविधा अनुसार एन्ड्रोइड र एप्पल जुनसुकै मोबाइलमा पनि सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Advance book ticket booking of bus tickets from the near coming festival of Dasain will start from coming Monday. Director General of Department of Transport Management Uddhav Prasad Rizal said a decision to this end was taken following a meeting at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport between all the sector stakeholders. Although the transport entrepreneurs were of the stance not to open the advance bookings unless the transport fare was increased, but an agreement was reached to do so at the existing fare. The government is running fare price swaps considering the approaching festivals Dasain, Tihar and Chhath. The state-run food management and trade company, the salt trading and dairy development product board are conducting the fare price outlets till November 19. Such shops selling daily essentials at reasonable price would be run at various places across the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 40 people have been killed in Israel after a major surprise attack in militants crossing into Israel from Gaza during heavy rocket fire. According to the BBC, several Israelis have reportedly been taken to Gaza as hostages. Israel has responded with a wave of air strikes and targets in Gaza, killing 161 people. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is at war and vowed that Hamas, Gaza's rulers, will pay a price it has never known. This morning, Hamas launched a surprise attack against the state of Israel and its citizens. This is one of the most serious escalations in Israel-Palestinian conflict in years. The attack by Palestinian militant group Hamas saw fighters cross the perimeter fence just after dawn. The Israeli military has said that dozens of fighter jets are carrying out air strikes on Hamas sites in Gaza, and it has hit 17 Hamas military compounds. At least 15 people have been killed and 78 others injured in an earthquake hit western Afghanistan. The U.S. Geological Service said the 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat, close to the border with Iran, at around 11 local time. The BBC cited Afghan officials as saying that a number of buildings were damaged, trapping people under rubble. At least 3 powerful tremors followed the initial earthquake. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Similarly, light rain or thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dhal Prachanda claims the government is effortful for social justice and campaign against corruption. Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki resigns. Nepal wins silver medal in karate in the ongoing 19th Asian Games in Hangzhou of China. Two persons die and 18 others injured in Salyan bus accident. And at least 40 people killed in Hamas surprise attack in Israel. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.